Isaiah chapter 59. Do keep in prayer also. Isaiah chapter number 59 and in verse number 1. I shared this verse this morning and with our high school, but just been thinking about it most of the day today, and thought it was perfect for this part of the service tonight. But in Isaiah chapter 59 and in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear." Every time this year, I stop and I have a Bible that I got in 1992. That was a long time ago. Some of you, who was not born in 1992? Raise your hand. Oh, that's a terrible thing. All right, so, I got it in 1992, and I won it at a, we had a youth fellowship, and I was on a Bible quiz team that we won that night, and so I got a Bible. But I've had that Bible, and since 1994, I have written down in the front of that Bible, at the end of every year, this time of the year, just a statement, a sentence, sometimes a couple times just a word or two, to kind of summarize that year. And so 94, I'd have been out of high school, and I've written something down every year, and I look back at that and can kind of see things and remember things in different times of my life. And I wrote down that statement recently for 2022 to kind of summarize this year. I always stop and try to think about what I want to write down. And the more I thought about it, and I wrote down some things, which mostly centered that this is, of course, the year my dad passed away. And but as I sit there and I thought about the year, it has been quite a year for me. And since the last time I wrote down, starting at this time last year, as I mentioned on Sunday, I lost my ability to see. That was kind of crazy to lose your vision. And I am truly thankful, because when that happened, I was scared. Wasn't sure what was going on, if I'd... The thoughts come to your mind, are you ever going to be able to see again, right? So that was a scary time. And then I just sat there and I thought about the year. Dad passed away at the end of February. Had some serious teeth issues. I've had more counseling this year than I ever have in my ministry. Had some major issues with our missionaries. And just dealing with things, everything from everything that happened with the Alexanders to evacuating of the Elams. And we added a missionary family, but we've also had disappointments. Personally, in our home, there's been, of course, our air conditioner went out, but praise the Lord, they started putting the new one in today, so amen. Some family issues had to deal with. Cousin passed away. And I'm not going to share everything I started thinking about because it's depressing. But the point is this. Through anything and everything that I look back on, God has been more than able to see us through each and every one. A lot of trials this past year. And not just, I don't mean everything was a trial necessarily, just, I just have a few minutes maybe to try to explain this. When someone comes in for counseling, and I've had a lot this year, from a lot of people out of state, it's been kind of weird. but I take it very seriously, and I pray about it, because Travis Burke has no idea what to say to anybody. I'm a mess just like you are, right? But it's been amazing how God gives good words And this book in front of us has everything that we need.
Amen. Right.
And so I'm just thankful tonight. And I thought about it all day reading this verse this morning. I read this verse. How that, again, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. I wrote down a couple things this afternoon thinking about tonight, and I just want to share them real quick that I have experienced this year and I'm thankful for. That number one, God's presence is real. His presence is real. It says, and again, behold the Lord's hand. It has been there all year. The hand of God. There's some things that we go through and some things we have to deal with that are difficult, but I'm thankful for the hand of God there every step of the way. God's presence is so real. It is so wonderful to be able to get up each and every morning and hear from God. It's so awesome to be able to bow my head and pray and talk to God every day. His presence has been so real, and I, again, needed wisdom because I had no idea, and to see God give the words. You know, I don't know if few probably will get what I'm about to say, but and just those that have, but you know, I have no idea, you know, what I'm going to preach next Sunday. I have no idea. I know what I'm preaching this coming Sunday. I've been studying that all day, all afternoon this afternoon. And but I have no idea. And it's so, I wouldn't trade that for anything because it's so awesome to bow your head. I begin praying Sunday night. Lord, what do you want this week? Lord, what would you have me preach this week? And looking back, every service that God has wanted me to preach, it's so amazing that God gives you a message. I mean, it's just amazing. All glory to God, but to know He speaks. And there are times I open up this Bible and I say, all right, God, what do you want? And I begin to study, and I'll go to a verse and then to another verse and then to another verse, and all of a sudden God says, here's what I want you to share. And it's just, it's incredible. He's real. He's so real. And His presence in my life, and through it, be it in conviction or be it in blessings and encouragement or edification, I'm thankful that God's presence is real. In everything that I've gone through, the good, the bad, the challenging, the awesome, the exciting, the depressing, in every step that I've taken, God has been there. And how awesome is it to have a friend like Jesus? His presence is real. And then I wrote number two this, God's provision is real. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. The hand of God has been there to meet so many needs this year. To provide. Again, times that, and again, I'm not just financial things, yes, but beyond that too, just times I desperately needed wisdom. Times when, for health. Times for different family situations. Times of grieving. Times of comfort. Times of, God has always been there. And He's always provided. I am thankful to be able to look at this congregation tonight. My brothers and sisters, the closest people in my life is sitting in this auditorium. And I'm thankful I can say with such confidence today that God will always take care of His children. God will always meet each and every need of His child. Our responsibility is just to walk in His way. Our responsibility is to be right. I'm not saying we'll be rich. God never promises that in the Scriptures. God did never say we'd never not have sickness. We will have sickness. God never said we won't, you know, have trials and heartaches and people hurt us. Those things, matter of fact, the Bible says these things will happen. But God will always provide. He'll always be there, and He will always meet our every need. And I'm so thankful tonight that God's hand is there, and that His presence is real, that His provision is real, and then I wrote this third thing down, that God's peace is real. His peace. That same hand, and I just pictured a hand, you know, the hand of God, and I pictured that as I thought about this verse. I read this morning, this was from my devotions, I shared it, a different kind of topic there with the teens this morning on this verse, but all day long, I rode around with Matthew all day, and we got a lot done today, and my mind kept thinking about the hand of God, and that hand that is there, and I'm thankful it's there. Amen. And that hand that provides, but also that hand, that same hand, has had many times to hold me close. And the comfort. That same hand has given peace. That same hand that has worked in my life and in the midst of great loss. That same hand when a heart was hurting. That same hand when I had no idea what to say. The same hand was there all the time. And I'm thankful that the peace of God is real. When you got saved, you got peace with God. Praise the Lord for that. But then to have the peace of God in your life. It's so wonderful to know that every day that God has your best interest on His heart. I never have to worry if God has quit listening. He's always there. So I thought about the hand of God, and I wrote that God's presence is real, and His provision is real, and His peace is real. But then I wrote this, God's patience is real. God's patience. And again, I pictured that same hand. I pictured that same hand in this light, that there's been times that this year, and you would all have to say the same thing, right? There's been times this year that we probably didn't make the right decision. There's been times this year we didn't do maybe what we should have done or did what we shouldn't. But I'm thankful that God's hand was there to put me back where I need to be. I'm thankful that hand doesn't strike me in wrath and anger, but in loving chastening. Puts us back to where we need to be. That hand, the patience of God, Lord willing, be preaching on that on Sunday morning. How God is so patient with us. I mean, all of us can testify that we had to have tried the patience of God. But He's never lost His patience with us. And I'm thankful that that hand has been there. That even when I get out of line, He lovingly will put me back where I should be. God's presence is real, and God's provision is real, and His peace is real, and His patience is real. But also I wrote this down, that same hand, God's power is real. God's power. That hand is a symbol of strength. There's been times that He's had to hold me. There's been times He's had to pick me up. There's been times when I have relied solely upon His strength, and praise the Lord, He's always there. The power of God. If there's one thing that, by the way, friends, that we need desperately, we need the power of God in our life. Walk with Him, listen to Him, yield to Him, obey Him. We need the power of God. And I'm thankful for that hand that expresses the power of God. So His provision is real. His presence is real. His peace is real. His patience is real. And His power is real. But then number six, and I'm done. In this verse, prayer is real. This year, like few other years, have sent me to my knees. So many decisions, and I take none of them lightly. So many things that happen, incidents, and it's a very difficult thing. And I was telling my wife the other day, and again, I don't mean this in any way other than say that I'm thankful for prayer, all right? But, you know, most when they go home from work, they can hang up their tool belt, they can put down their hammer, but this never stops. And most, and praise the Lord, I had a guy today, started putting our new furnace in. Thankful for him. He got about 3/4 of the way done. And thankful for him. And but he told me, he called me, he said, I can't finish. They sent me the wrong, some kind of, I don't know what it was. I'm something, right? He said, I'm going to get it, and I'll be back Friday. I said, okay. And you know, he picked up the wrong thing, he said. And I don't mean this in any way other than I'm thankful for prayer that I can talk to God through this, all right? Everybody understand what I'm saying, right? We're dealing with decisions that are made are eternal.
Right.
I mean, eternal. I mean, there's a huge difference. You know, Brother Nicholas, I love him. He's a good friend. Praise the Lord for him. But he's not a furnace. You know, if he totally hooks up my furnace wrong, the guy that hooked it up, well, he'll get another one and hook it up right, right? That's an eternal soul.
Right.
And I only say that to say this, I'm so thankful that I don't have to do this on my own wisdom. I don't have to do this in my might. I, as a matter of fact, if anything happens good, it wasn't me. I'm thankful there's a God in heaven who cares. And I can talk to Him. The verse says there, neither is His ear heavy. The word heavy means insensitive. Hardened. Every time we pray, God, we have His full attention. Amen for that. My wife, she can't say that about her husband. There's times she's been talking and she'll say, well, what do you think? Can you repeat that? You know, right, right? I've never whispered a prayer to God that God did not fully hear and care and want to move and act. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. In other words, this is just so awesome. He knows us. He knows our hurts. He knows our pains. He knows our needs. He knows our joys. He knows our desires. I am so thankful that His ear is turned toward us. That every time we call upon Him, and not only does He hear us, but He answers us. What a wonderful God. I just thought about this verse all day. I'm so thankful that His hand is not shortened, that He cannot save us. And His ear is not heavy, that He cannot hear us. Because this year has been a year where I have desperately needed God's hand. And I am so thankful that I've always had His ear. And that God has worked and done some wonderful things. And that God is your God too. His hand is not shortened and His ear is not heavy. He is there for you. What a great God.